live on the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire,
and powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined. With Kenny Sargent.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
Crash Gladys.
Get in crash position.
And Statman.
Don't overdrive the car.
Here's the Freaks.
Come on, they're all
Freaks. You bet it's Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. The Lucas Oil Studios and the Freak Radio Network. And a big howdy once again to KTZR down there in Tucson for joining the Freak Nation. Thank you guys for being a part of it. What's going on, Freak Nation? You follow us on Twitter at Speed Freaks. Of course, you're there on Facebook and the website, speedfreaks.com. TV. Big show for you tonight. Coming up, number one in points in your funny car class, Ron Capps, only 24 points ahead of his not one, not two, not three, but Crasher. How many teammates? Four teammates for Ron Capps. He sits ahead at 24 points in the NHRA funny car class. Ron Capps will be here in the Freak Nation, and I understand, Crasher, that he is in Hawaii?
He is. I don't know if we can get out of him what he's been doing in Hawaii.
Right.
It's something TV related. Got maybe it. He's... We'll see if he tells us, but I don't know if it's a surprise TV show, if it's a commercial. Anyway, he's doing some TV stuff down there. He's also visiting a Napa store, and then he's going to have a little bit of holiday as well.
So Ron Capps will be here in the Freak Nation. Of course, all the madness, Hurricane Matthew, and what it's done to NASCAR over the weekend, we'll talk about that. And of course, his name is Mike Alessi. You have the Monster Energy Cup. These riders are going to be running for $1 million. You got three heats at Sam Boyd Stadium. And Statman, we talked to Cole Seeley 2 weeks ago, Ricky Carmichael last week. And, in fact, we'll hear some of that from Ricky Carmichael coming up in the second hour of the Freak Nation. It's still tough to get over. These dudes, Statman, are going to be starting from the top of the stadium going down into the bowl for $1 million.
And some of these guys love it. That's the crazy part about it. These guys... they dream about different stuff when they wake up in the morning. They have different plans for the day than us mere mortals. If you get up at the 500 feet is what? Four or five stories high. Imagine being sitting on the fourth floor and somebody drops the green flag and you dive off. That just makes no sense. But these guys love it, and they'll do it every opportunity they get.
So Mike Alessi, he's going to be running in the Monster Energy Cup coming up next Saturday, Las Vegas, Sam Boyd Stadium. You don't have tickets, you go to MonsterEnergyCup.com, or you can go to SupercrossLive.com to get your tickets, but get them, man. This is going to be badass. Three heats, and if a rider wins all three heats, they're taking home $1 million. Also coming up in the show, I believe she's going to be in the second hour. Her name is Christina Nielsen. Wasn't real familiar with what she's done until she won a freaking championship, Statman. You being the sports car fiend that you are, you know the significance of what Christina Nielsen's done on those Continental tires in the sports car championship.
It's huge. It's huge. It's huge for her to win a major championship in IMSA. But I always, in the back of my mind, I love Trans Am that goes back to the early days. And there's been a woman that's won a Trans Am championship. It's not as big a series as it is in IMSA.
Of course, so, talking about Amy Ruman.
Yeah, Christina's championship is mammothly huge. But there is another woman out there, Amy Ruman. And both of these women, Christina Nielsen and Amy Ruman, are winning championships and not finishing 35th in their races. Amazing.
Shots fired by Statman.
I don't get it.
Who could that be?
I don't get it. No.
I don't have any idea.
Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of this.
Hold on.
What's that?
Another woman that has won championships. She's not going to be on with us this weekend, but she very well could be on her way to her fifth title, I believe. Angel Sampei. We might get her on between now and the end of the NHRA season. She needs maybe a little bit of mojo.
Yeah, the significance of that. Angel Sampei, and again, the majority of you have no idea who we're talking about, but this chick... at one time, no one could beat her on two wheels. We're talking about drag racing, NHRA pro stock bike class. She came in and just kicked some ass. And she took several years off, comes back.
14 years off.
No.
Wasn't that long.
No, Crasher. It wasn't 14 years. No. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we're positive. It was not 14 years off, Crasher.
Let me correct you on another thing, Kenny. I think every male who's
her first
to
title
our voice
in 14
right
years.
Now knows who Angel Sampe is.
Angel Sampe, she comes back with not as much fanfare, not a whole lot of sponsorship, and this chick, again, is running for the championship in pro stock bikes.
Yeah, let me clarify, because I knew I read the number 14 somewhere. Angel, right now, she's points leader in the motorcycles, only about, what, three races to go?
Yeah.
And she is vying for her fourth title. She's 46 years old, and if she gets it this year, this will be her first title in 14 years.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's, wow.
Yeah.
That can't be true. She's won. We've been on the air 16 years, and she's won championships since we've been on the air.
Yes, huh? She has. She had one or two of them when we were on the air, but it's been a while. Remember, she was not with the team that she won her three titles with. She then split off and was doing her own thing, and she was with Antron Brown for a while. And then, of course, she left racing altogether. She had a baby, and she's now showing her five-year-old daughter. This is the reason she came back this year and a little bit last year. She wants to show her five-year-old what mommy used to do. And if she wins a title, that'd just be badass.
All right, Freak Nation, a couple things I want to hit. You saw, again, what Hurricane Matthew's done to NASCAR and Charlotte Motor Speedway, what it's kind of wreaked havoc on the scheduling with the racing this weekend, which kind of led me down the avenue of what's happened over the last first, now 5 weeks of the National Football League. I think what we're seeing with the NFL, and we got some time to talk about this here in the Freak Nation with Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. We've seen NASCAR go from the behemoth that it was in 2004, 5, 6, 7, and in 8 it started to take this dip, and then dip, and then dip, and dip, and dip, okay? We saw it reach its peak while we've been a part of Speed Freaks the last 16 years. And the National Football League stat, man, Crash, you guys can jump in here when you can. I think that we're starting to see the same thing with the National Football League, where just oversaturation, and there's so many things that we can point at. I want to go to, in particular, last Thursday night's game between the Cardinals and the 49ers. Granted, it's the Cardinals and it's the 49ers. It's not the Patriots and the Cowboys. I understand that. But for the last 4 or 5 weeks in the National Football League, the ratings have been down double digits compared to last year. And last year's ratings were down from the year prior.
Every once in a while, a game will creep up through one of these first 5 weekends that the ratings will be either the same or more than the exact same game last year. But no, it's either 80 or 90% of the games are down. And like you said, double-digit figures down.
And Statman, in particular, the game Thursday night between the Cardinals and 49ers, the CBS game kickoff show scored a 2.1, down from a 2.3 in last airing. Then the game itself with the Cardinals against the 49ers, a 2.6. That's down 40%. Granted, the New England Patriots' presence boosted ratings for the September 22nd game, while increased interest in the Hurricane coverage and a pair of West Coast teams in the game likely affected last Thursday game. I understand that. But that's 40%, Statman.
Those numbers indicate a number of things, including fewer people watching television, period. Now, I know, Kenny, you and I used to work with numbers in the ratings every night. Every time we went on the air, we had to know what kind of numbers at 15-minute intervals. Now, I used to produce newscasts and special projects and talk shows where we get fives and sevens. And so the idea that the NFL is only getting a two or a three indicates to me there are fewer people watching television. And that's proven over and over again by a number of people. I'd bet that half the people listening to our voices right now have unplugged from cable television. They refuse to pay $100 or $150 a month to watch TV, and a lot of times they find that the TV is not even on. They're someplace else. They're reading a book. They're outside. They're playing with the kids. They're traveling. They're doing whatever. So I think that a number of things are hammering on the softness in sports ratings besides the quality of the programming. I think the biggest thing that's hitting this market is that there's just fewer people watching television.
Yeah, and people want to continue to hammer NASCAR with their ratings being down. Just take Dover last weekend. Last weekend, Dover's Sprint Cup race had a 1.53 rating. That's the lowest in the history of the chase. But, like Statman just said, is
hold
it...
Hold on, hold on. And that's and Dover was a win and you're in.
Elimination race. Exactly. That should have been higher. Last year, Dover was a 1.92. This year was a 1.53. But, Statman, you're exactly right. Less people are watching TV, period. The NFL is going through mad ratings decreases. NASCAR has been going through it for years, ratings decreases. So it's not as many... Of course, this show is about motorsports, so as many of our motorsports listeners want to say, NASCAR, ha, you're on the downward spiral. Guess what? It's everywhere. It is everywhere in sports, and it's very interesting.
And Statman, you and I were talking about this as well, as I was in a position yesterday. Crasher and I are here based in Phoenix, yet the studio that we were doing some production doesn't have cable. So I'm watching the Cardinals 49ers game on Twitter, and the clarity of that is bitching. So until... the National Football League or Nielsen or whoever that come together and find the other devices that we're watching these things, we're going to see these numbers continue to drop. And you can't watch a cup race on Twitter?
Yet. It might be wise for NASCAR, for IndyCar, for NHRA to start looking at digital options, whether that be Amazon, whether that be Netflix, whether that be Twitter or Facebook Live. Something's going to have to change.
I think it's going to change... Let's let our minds wander here a little bit. Let's say the NFL, the biggest sports entity on television. What if the NFL, there's 110 million homes with televisions in the United States. What if the NFL put 110 million boxes in each one of those homes, one in each home, just gave them away, and then charged you $10 to watch the game? Imagine with the Super Bowl, we're talking about billion-dollar gates. Now, this is happening in movies. There's a guy who's come up with the idea, and it's slowly growing, to pay $50 for first-run movies. Now, myself, I like to go to movies. I would pay as much as $30 just for me to go to a movie to see a first one at my local Cineplex, and that includes the discounts for my age and blah, blah. But if I wanted to take somebody, now I'm up to $60 just to take somebody to a movie. So if you're paying $50 to watch it at home and get a Coke for or a soft drink for $1.50 versus $5, you are better off. So I think this is going to happen eventually, and probably in the next 5 or 10 years. Don't be surprised if a lot of sports goes to pay-per-view.
Okay, so you're basically saying the box that you have on your TV now, right now it's a cable box for some people, but that box may just be pay-to-play. And if you want to watch Dancing with the Stars, or if you want to watch the Super Bowl, or if you want to watch Grey's Anatomy, it's you basically pay 50 cents or whatever they're going to say for certain shows, and you just pay for whatever you want to watch.
The Red Zone channel is what, $6 a month?
There you go.
The NFL channel is $500 a year. The NBA, Major League Baseball, they all have these special options that you could buy now in order to watch any game you want. But if you depend on the television station to give you a game worth watching, the NFL rules already say now that the Rams are in Los Angeles, you have to watch the Rams. So all the great national games, the Dallas, New England, New York, San Francisco, or whoever, Denver and New York, whoever the great games are, I don't see. The other week, they had six games, six teams. None of those teams had winning records at that time. So I just turned it off, watched something else. And the more people do that, because of the NFL rules, they're going to find out that people are saying, hey, look at all the time I used to waste. Now I can go for a walk, I can play with the kids, I can go to a movie, I can do whatever I want to do. I don't have to spend 6 hours a weekend or 6 hours a Sunday watching a NASCAR race or a couple of football games.
Statman Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of it, talking about kind of the ratings drop-off for not just NASCAR, motorsports in general. It's all across the board for motorsports, NHRA, sports car, NASCAR, and the National Football League. If you go back to last Thursday night's game, off 40% from the week prior.
And those are, excuse me, Kenny, those are major markets, Phoenix and San Francisco. Those aren't small markets like Kansas City and Jacksonville. Those are two of the top 10 markets in the country. So if they're not watching, what are the people doing?
It's a great point. Statman Crash Gladys, Kenny Sarge at Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of this thing. And you would hope, but there hasn't given me any hope with the current bosses of the motorsports series that are out there to get ahead of this thing. And maybe they're doing it, but I certainly haven't. We don't even know who's going to be the title sponsor from NASCAR.
Yeah, and it's funny how so many people in NASCAR are saying, oh, no, we got it settled. You know, what are the comments that we've read so far on the show the last couple of Sunday nights? Yeah, we've got it. We're just waiting to announce it. Or, yeah, we're just in the finalizing. We're finalizing some paperwork. Come on, people. Why? We've heard some leaks. Okay, Kroger, or we've even heard some electronics leaks. But no. We would have heard more if it was more solid.
So my point I was leading to is you would think that these organizations see where these numbers are going and realize how they've got to embrace the technology of showing your ass live on any device that anyone can pick up, whether it's their snappy iPhone or if it's their iPad or if it's their computer, regardless. Because we just ain't got a whole lot of time to sit down. You could sit there, a race day for the NHRA kicks off at what, 11 a.m.? Like 11 a.m., right?
Depending on the time. Yeah, in your specific time zone.
Let's just say 11 a.m. Let's say 11 a.m. goes to 4 p.m.
It's a long time.
You just let it. How many of us, raise your hand, how many of us leave the TV on for background and then check in periodically?
Raising my hand.
Yeah, NHRA could do that. Granted, you're 5 hours on the air on any device, but you're still getting people to click through, to click on, to watch what you're doing, and not having to wait or make sure you're in front of Fox Sports 1 to see the live Pomona drag race. I'm in my 50s, man, and I'm watching last Thursday night's game on Twitter.
Can I interject something here real quick?
What's that?
Let me say something right here because this is an important point for what Kenny just said. NASCAR is creating, they're in the process of creating now, they just announced a deal this past week with Richard Childress Racing. They're creating NASCAR Digital.
There you go.
Major League Baseball Digital. They're in the process of organizing how all this is going to happen. Now, to their credit, if they're moving in that direction, they see the writing on the wall, and they're trying to do something to stop this bloodletting with their ratings so that they can put their product in the space where people want to see it. And whether it's on Twitter or in your iPod, or your tablet, or your phone, or wherever it is, so that you can watch the race. Now, the one thing that they aren't doing is dealing with, I think, is the bigger issue, and that's the length of the season and the length of the race.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of like a stand in line. There are so many issues that not just NASCAR, NHRA, but sports needs to address, including what's going on right now with Major League Baseball playoffs, these games. Yeah, don't get me going. Don't get me going. All right, Freak Nation, this is what we're going to do. Ron Capps, next weekend, they resume the NHRA countdown. Ron Capps, NHRA Funny Car points leader, 24 points ahead of not one, not two, but three other teammates. You heard his teammate Jack Beckman on the air with us last weekend. Ron Capps checking in from Hawaii, shooting some pilot for a TV show. Ron Capps joins us next. Speed Freaks Pits in the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, motorsports radio, redefined.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Hi, Dave Despain here to tell you transmissions are one of the most complicated and expensive components in your car or truck. Don't let leaks and low fluid make a bad situation even worse. Use Lucas Transmission Fix in your older car's transmission to stop slipping, hesitation, and rough shifting. Lucas Transmission Fix, specially formulated to make your automatic transmission perform like new. Oh, and it actually eliminates most leaks. It also works on your light-duty manual transmissions to increase shifting ease and transmission life. Shift your problem to Lucas Transmission Fix.
Hey, it's Kenny Sargent, and for over 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle and your adventure. From the ultra-high-performance G-Max AS03 to the all-new Grabber X3 for extreme mud, dirt, and rock, General Tire has a tire that will get you there. Between September 1st and October 15th, receive a Visa rebate card for up to $70 with the purchase of four qualifying General Tires. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. Remember, with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
The elite of Supercross return to Las Vegas. Monster Energy Cup. See 2016 Monster Energy Supercross champion Ryan Dungey. Go head-to-head with Ken Roczen and more than 20 of the world's greatest riders as they compete to win the Monster Energy Cup and $1 million. Monster Energy Cup, October 15th at Sam Boyd Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at UNLVtickets.com.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. It takes all the hassles out of shining your tires. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Large applicators also available. Get four No Mess applicators online now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com. That's buynomess.com. Act now and get one free bottle of Lucas Oil Tire Dressing.
You're listening to
Speed Freaks
Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent. The website, speedfreaks.tv. At Speed Freaks on Twitter. And, of course, you got Texas coming up next weekend. We're talking about Dallas, the Texas Motorplex, coming up. And Ron Capps, who's number one in the NHRA Funny Car Series. It sounds like he's hanging his phone out the window of his funny car, 330 miles an hour right now. It's not a bad life if it's the breeze coming off the Pacific there while you're hanging out in the Hawaii Islands.
Well, yeah, we're shooting a pilot for a TV show, and it's funny because I keep moving around these, trying to get out of the wind. But, yeah, you know what? I was about to call you guys and just say, can you just get me on a show so I can get some of the old Speed Freak mojo before these next three races? Because, man, we are in dire need of it right now. It's going to be an all-out brawl between, the guys right behind us in points. It's going to be tough, so nice to get you on the phone.
Yeah, Ron Capps, of course, who, again, is in the points lead, 24 ahead of teammate in the funny cars as we move into the next round of NHRA Funny Car Championship.
And it's teammates. They're 1, 2, 3, 4. This is, oh, my God. I see what he means by a massive brawl coming down the
end. Are you guys even talking to each other, Capps?
Well, you know, TJ and I are old friends. I mean, as you know, when I met you guys with Don Prudhomme, him and I were teammates with the Skoal Green and Skoal Blue car. So, and he's a good friend of my family, so we've been friends a long time. And he obviously is right behind me in points, and he's had a heck of a last four races, especially the countdown. So, yeah, him and I are tight, and we still chat. In fact, we were talking to each other, kind of helping each other out with some of the driving aspects at our St. Louis race a couple weeks ago. So we're very close. You know, I don't really hang out with some of the other teammates I have very much off the track, but it's ironic that TJ and I, being as close as we are the two guys that are the closest in points.
But it is a little weird. We had TJ on last week after his win in St. Louis, and it is a little weird seeing if it's the four of you guys in the semifinals. That's great for Don Schumacher, but how do you compartmentalize that in your mind so that you can just kind of put the blinders on and say, teammates or not, this has got to be my race?
Well, whenever I'm asked, any type of media asks, who are we worried about? Which force car or which Coletta car are we worried about? And I always say it's my teammates that really pose the most stress to me personally, because I know if we run one of my teammates, Hagen or Beckman or TJ, that car is very close to what my car is going to be performance-wise. It has all the same parts. Crew chiefs talk a lot, so everything's pretty close, and I always know it's going to be a dogfight when we race each other. So I think the level that the DSR cars are at, like you mentioned, the last race in Pennsylvania, we were all four in the semifinals, that is just from us trying to outrun each other, and it just raises the whole level of our the whole organization of DSR. And, it's like Mr. Hendrick having all of his cars run good, or Mr. Penske, or anybody else in any other series. It's tough to race a teammate. I mean, really, emotionally it's tough, and it's tough because it's going to be a car just like yours.
And then how much can you keep it in the back of your mind, Ron, that you're the only driver in NHRA history to have more than 50 wins and still not that title yet? Everybody's keeping their fingers crossed that this is your year, but does stuff like that ever cross your mind?
I get it more from the fans than I really worry about it. I mean, it would be great, and hopefully it happens, and it's been something that's missing in my career, of course, but I don't dwell on it. Winning that many races, having our success that we've had, and all the great people I've gotten to work with, that's all been great, but I don't dwell on it. I feel almost bad because I get all these fans that come up and literally grab me by the arm or the shoulder and say, hey, man, we are pulling for you. You need a championship. And, I can't wait to win the first championship because I know that that's going to be nice for the fans that are really stuck behind me personally as a racer, or the teams that I've been with. And when a fan's a fan, like I'm a fan of whatever football team or baseball team, you're very, very emotional about your team you cheer for. So I know the passion for the fans, and when we don't do good, I know that they got to take some crap from their friends. When you're a fan and you don't do well and your best buddy's giving you crap over your team, it doesn't feel good. So I think it's going to be great for my fans finally to say that we did it. And the fans feel like they're part of you.
When you were just talking about racing against a teammate, it came to mind that you're a big Formula One fan, and the Mercedes team with Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg, they're nose-to-nose on trying to get a championship. You're nose-to-nose with several guys on your team. You're a big F1 fan. Do you see any comparison between the two?
Man, that's a good question. F1 is so much more political, as you know. There's so many things that are out of your control, I believe, in F1 when you're a Hamilton or whatever driver you might be that has teammates. You know, Rosberg and him, you can tell. They just don't want to be around each other. And I think that sort of raised the bar for the popularity of F1. But I don't see any similarities in the fact that I do driver intros. I do this fun stuff with my teammates all the time, Top Fuel teammates and our Funny Car teammates. And we don't dislike each other like you see that in F1, where there is just an outright dislike for each other. So a little bit, but I don't see it going that far.
You ever get tired of media bringing this up all the time so that you can't get it out of your mind?
No, it's a story. You know, it's a great story. I mean, the fact is, Doug Coletta, you know, in my mind, is probably the most talented race car driver in the sport of drag racing. As in, you know, obviously when he drove midgets in USAC, and he's just one of the best all-out race car drivers, and he hasn't won a championship. So I just love being mentioned in the same breath as Doug Coletta, and I hope he wins one eventually, even though he's not my teammate. But at the same time, I don't mind it. It's a story. I know it's going to come up, and you know, that's why I know when we finally do win it, it's going to be a huge, huge party and probably a longer hangover than I've ever had in my life.
But a well-deserved hangover, right?
Oh, it will be so well-deserved. You have no idea.
Hey, Ron Capps, of course, running for the Funny Car Championship. He's your points leader, 24 points ahead of his teammate. Talk about this, though. Winning a – and if you can put this into words to where we can understand it, winning a drag racing, a big boy drag racing championship compared to other motorsports championships, I would think is looking at it from my perspective, is much more difficult because for one reason and one reason only. You can't make adjustments on your car in those 3 seconds, unlike the other series. Even Supercross and Motocross, they can make adjustments to their bike during their race.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I could stay up late. I can wake up in the middle of the night and lay there and think about it all I want. And I do, believe me. That's all I think about. I'll wake up in the middle of the night sweating and thinking about the race car and how I can do my job better. The fact is, I can't do anything to make the car better than what it's going to be. You know, I know you guys have a lot of different racers on your show, and I've said this before. You could take a NASCAR driver that's got a fifth-place car, and you put a certain driver in there, and that car will be second or maybe win with a fifth-place car. You could do the same thing in F1 or IndyCar or even Supercross. You give him a bike that's okay on a great rider, takes it, and he could win with that. Drag racing, I can't make that funny car any better than it's set up by Ron Tober, but I can surely make it worse. And if I don't do the same thing every time and be the best driver I can be, then everything he's done to compare from the last run to go up for the next run is not going to help. So it's unique. It's a unique situation we have as drivers in drag racing. And if any driver gives you the "I" instead of "we" thing too much, and they had a big part of why it won that round, then they're lying, and they won't have a long career because it's such a team effort that John Forrest, what do you got? 16 championships. If he didn't have Austin Coil all those years at those times, he would be John Forrest, the 6-time champ or 5-time champ. There's just no way he would have had the success. So I realize that, and I just try to do the same thing and be money when I need to be money for that car, you know? And I don't want to be the reason or the weak link.
Well, wow.
Ron Capps,
I
you
wish
know.
Fans really grasped what you just asked Kenny and what Ron just answered. That's wow.
Am I making some sense or what?
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's a scary.
Dropping knowledge left and right from Hawaii.
That's the longest you've been in the Freak Nation without having a drink.
Oh, stop.
Well, that's what you think.
Yeah. The thing I love about it, Ron Capps, is Kenny calls you Ronald C. from time to time. I just want that Ronald C. to be Ron Champion Capps.
That's what the C stands for.
It was Ronald J. for a while, and I'm not even going to ask where the J came from, but... yeah, I don't know where Kenny. For the listeners, we go way back before the Speed Freaks that you guys all know. I mean, back to when you know, they were just trying to have a show that had 10 listeners, right? And I was hitting people with racquetballs when we're shooting in some racquetball club in L.A. So you guys and I go back a long way with you guys, so it's always nice to be on your show.
It is, man. We're hoping you benefit from that Speed Freaks mojo, Holmes.
Me too. I need it, and we may need another dose of it. Hopefully I have to call you because we were in the winter circle coming up. That would be nice.
Oh, but, darn.
It's a nice off weekend, and, you know, I got to watch a little bit of racing this weekend, and that was nice. But next weekend, back to business in Dallas.
Attaboy.
Well, enjoy the rest of your time in Hawaii and soak up whatever mojo those islands can give you, too.
Oh, it's laid back here. It's kind of nice. And such big drag race fans here. Hawaii, you ask about NASCAR, they have no clue. I mean, everybody is drag racing. It's an amazing amazing thing to come over here as a drag racer and get recognized like we do.
Cool.
Would you, have you been wearing a thong on the beach?
Jeez. Kenny. Yeah. Where'd you come out with that one from?
I don't know. I just wonder, a dude like you, man, might wear a thong.
No.
Dude, you're talking to me. You're not talking to Danica. Come on. Not something you asked me. That was inappropriate.
Yeah. I've never asked an inappropriate question to you. What are you talking about? Who most likely, what funny car driver most likely would wear a thong on a beach in Hawaii?
Oh, dude, don't even bait me. Don't even go there. Not even going to go there.
John Force.
Ooh, that is a bad mental image.
Kenny, you said funny car driver, so you could say Courtney or Alexis.
No, Ron, John
hey guys,
Force.
I'm about to go through a tunnel, and I'm about
good
to
for
lose
you.
You.
Caps, good luck, buddy.
All right, man.
See
you guys.
Well, you heard Ron Caps talking about a little bit of Supercross, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to go to Mike Alessi, Monster Energy Cup, coming up next Saturday night. Well, okay, this Saturday night in Las Vegas, Sam Boyd Stadium, where riders are going to be competing for $1 million. They win all three heats. Bam! They're taking home $1 million. Will Mike Alessi, big-time Supercross pilot, do it? Is he dreaming about it? We ask him next. Speed Freaks Pits in the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
So you're driving something big or small that demands synthetic oils. Then you need to add Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer with each oil change, which won't be that often, as Lucas's special formula increases oil life up to 50% longer, all while reducing heat and wear in your car or truck's engine. You'll find increased power and fuel economy as well. If it spins, heats, shifts, or turns, you need Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer.
The elite of Supercross return to Las Vegas. Monster Energy Cup. See 2016 Monster Energy Supercross champion Ryan Dungey go head-to-head with Ken Roczen and more than 20 of the world's greatest riders as they compete to win the Monster Energy Cup and $1 million. Monster Energy Cup, October 15th at Sam Boyd Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at unlvtickets.com.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance. And that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits at hashtag Grabber. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind the scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, it's Kenny Sargent, and for over 100 years, General Tires provided tires for your lifestyle and your adventure. From the ultra-high performance G-Max AS03 to the all-new Grabber X3 for extreme mud, dirt, and rock, General Tire has a tire that will get you there. Between September 1st and October 15th, receive a Visa rebate card for up to $70 with the purchase of 4 qualifying General Tires. For more information, drive over to generaltire.com. Remember, with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freaks on a Sunday night, the Speed Freaks Radio Network, Sirius and XM Radio, racetalkradio.com, and of course, iHeartRadio across the planet. Kenny Sargent, Crash Gladys, Statman, you follow us on Twitter at Speed Freaks, and of course on Facebook and the website speedfreaks.tv. A very familiar number for me, Crasher, is when this dude finally went into the big boys and started racing was number 800. 800. Yeah, Mike Alessi getting set for the Monster Energy Cup. Of course, running the Supercross series for many, many years and the Outdoor series as well. Mike Alessi joining Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Before we get into the Monster Energy Cup, why the number 800 on your bike?
Number 800, it's been there for a long time. Pretty much picked that up in Las Vegas back in 1994. Been running it ever since. You know, we went there and in order to my number was number 8 at the time. And in order to be number 8, you had to be top 10 the previous season. And obviously, it's my first time at the World Mini Olympics in Vegas. So we were like, well, what about number 80? And they said, well, Chris Blos is running it, so you can't take that number. So we're like, well, 800. And they're like, well, if it fits on the PW50 on the side plate, you can run it. And sure enough, we cut it up and made it work, and 800 was found.
But how about this, though, man? You got 800 on your plate, but you've been chasing that number one for so many years. You turn that 800 over as quick as you could to ride that number one plate, wouldn't you?
Oh, for sure. You know, it's a previous number. It's a prestigious number and something that you work towards to get in your career, and a lot of hard work, dedication, commitment, and only, a select few people in the world are able to get that number one plate.
You know, though, Michael Lessy, would you really? Because I found it interesting when Ricky Carmichael took his first title, he stayed with number four. And I've noticed that with motocross and supercross, not everyone, but a lot of the riders do stay with their numbers for marketing reasons. What do you think is more important?
Well, it's important to keep your number in a sense. And this is kind of how I, explain it to people. It's when you're driving down a road, you see the Golden Arches, you see that McDonald's, you see Taco Bell. It's branded. It's a slogan. You know, it's like you see it, you know what it is. When you see the number four of Carmichael, you know that's Carmichael. You see the 800, you know that's Michael Lessy. So it's just something that the riders brand themselves off of, and people know it, and they buy it, and they purchase it. So, and that's what keeps it running.
Something unique to you as well, Lessy, is the fact that you've been doing the Canadian Outdoor Motocross Series for the last couple of years. Explain why, because it's pretty interesting, and you're doing well up there.
Yeah, I did well. I had a fun summer. The team I'm on, Moto Concepts Smart Top Racing, they are only Supercross this past year in 2016 and didn't do the summertime racing. So, unfortunately, I had to go find another team to go ride for the summertime. And I'm doing pretty much the exact same thing as last year. I'm riding for Smart Top Moto Concepts Honda for Supercross, and then I will ride for the Monster Energy Kawasaki team up in Canada for the summer.
And then at the end of the summer, well, maybe not quite the end, but you had a pretty bad crash. How are your ribs and how is your shoulder?
Yeah, I broke two ribs on my left side, and I had an AC separation on my right shoulder. I did that the second to last round, and I still actually came back for the final round and finished the race and got fourth overall in the day, which was pretty remarkable with two broken ribs and a busted up shoulder. But, this is how I look at it. The team was supporting me all summer long, being there for me, supporting me. And the best way for me to give back to them is to try my best and just try to go race and get some points. And I did that at the final round and exceeded their expectations and actually finished out really well.
Michael Lessy, you have been known for your great starts, the hole shots in Supercross, the Monster Energy Cup coming up. From what I understand, the start's going to be down the grandstands. You're going to be going pretty quick when you hit the track. Are you looking forward to a lot of fun, or is that something you really have to be careful of when you get started?
Well, it's going to be unique. It's completely unique. It's a hybrid supercross and motocross themed track, and it's unlike any other track in the world. It's the highest start in the history of racing. It's going to be on top of the stadium, and it's like 500 feet tall. And we're all gunning into that first turn to get the hole shot. And it's going to be exciting. The crowd's going to be going crazy. And you never know what's going to happen.
When you are in the gates and there's a lot of tension. There's even a tension for me when you're just watching. But you guys, you're getting the revs. You're getting revved up there. How do you get control of your own emotions so that you can stay in control of Michael Lessy, especially when you're dropping 500 feet right at the beginning?
Well, the biggest thing is you got to be able to control those emotions and those nerves, and the only way to ride to your best performance is to keep those nerves under control and to keep breathing and remember that it's only a race and just go out there and have fun and do the best you can. That's all you can do at the end of the day.
Wait, Michael Lessy, it's only a race with $1 million on the line. It can't be just a race in the Monster Energy Cup, can it?
Well, the Monster Energy Cup is a unique race. It's $250,000, with the purse. When, with the winner, you can take home $1 million check. Any rider that wins all three main events, they'll take home a cool $1 million. And I don't know anybody who doesn't want to take home $1 million.
Now, you've had your share of money earned in Supercross and Motocross, Michael Lessy, as we get set for the Monster Energy Cup coming up October 15th. But you're still young enough to be able to lay back in bed and think about what you would do with $1 million, huh?
Well, I know what I would do. I definitely want to spend it on my farm and get some cows and maybe some chickens and some cool stuff. It would be something I'd like to have in my farm in Florida.
What do you have on your farm now, damn it?
Well, right now we're still in the beginning process of getting it going. If I'm a young man trying to finish off a couple more years of good racing, and then ready to settle down and start a family and enjoy a couple years with the wife and be happy.
Wow.
How about that?
You know, we're pretty tight with Lucas Oil, and Forrest Lucas, I think it's every year, he buys Charlotte Lucas a couple of cows. Will you buy Danielle a couple of cows a year once you get going?
Oh, by far, for sure. I'd like to have it. I'd love to have at least 5 to 10 cows, maybe a couple of goats.
Wow.
You know, whatever it takes to make a farm.
And then your own food as well?
Of course. Of
nice.
Course.
Holy cow.
How about that, Steph? Go ahead, Steph.
This is not a conversation I expected to have.
No, I know.
With Michael Lessie talking about cows and goats.
And
how
chickens.
Do you make money off of a farm like that?
Well, at least we have some food, so we know when, you know, if anything ever happens to the world, we're able to eat and have some food and have some vegetables and different stuff like that. And we're happy because we love the farm life. It, you know, it's a unique and anything else in the world is being in Florida. It's a small town that we live in, and it's a quiet, simple place, and you're just relaxing. We love it there.
So after the apocalypse, when zombies are roaming, you'll be able to have the bike to get over all the debris.
Right.
You'll have the experience to do it, and you'll be able to get back home to your own food. It sounds like you got it all figured out.
Don't forget about the cars that are going to be driving around and up in space, so, you know, up in the air. So at least that's what they're saying, that the cars are going to end up being like in, I don't know, a decade or something from now.
Mike Alessi getting set for the Monster Energy Cup coming up October 15th, the number 800. Been riding it for many years. Now, you're a baseball fan. I'm a baseball fan. Texas Rangers got their butts handed to them in the first game against Toronto. You're an Angels fan, but you say with your farm in Florida, are you going to be one of those bandwagon fans with the Marlins or the Rays?
Nope, definitely not. You know, I'm an Angels fan through and through. You know, I've been supporting them ever since I, you know, couldn't even know anything about baseball when I was a child. And, you know, they are not doing that good this year. They didn't make the postseason in the playoffs, but there's always next year.
Why baseball? Is that your number one sport outside of Supercross, Motocross?
I like all sports. I like football, you know, basketball. And baseball is just relaxing. It's a slow-paced game. And when you're at the game in the stadium, you can just enjoy life and just relax and be fun and, you know, talk with the family or the people around you and just enjoy it. And football is a fast-paced. Basketball is a fast-paced. And being a motocross racer, you live in a fast-paced lifestyle. And when you're able to just relax and sit down and just breathe and just go a slow pace, you're just like, this is kind of nice. I like this. And just relaxing. And that's what baseball brings out.
Freak Nation, Mike Alessi getting set for the Monster Energy Cup coming up October 15th. Tickets available right now, monsterenergycup.com. Thanks for taking time out and joining the Freaks, buddy.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate being on the show.
Coming up next hour of the Freak Nation, second hour of Speed Freaks from the Lucas Oil Studios, we've got Christina Nielsen, who did something quite significant in the sports car series that no other woman's done. She joins us. Plus, ratings in the National Football League are looking a lot like motorsports, and it ain't good. It's coming up in the second hour, Speed Freaks, Lucas Oil Studios and the Speed Freaks Pits.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products, surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
The elite of Supercross return to Las Vegas. Monster Energy Cup. See 2016 Monster Energy Supercross champion Ryan Dungey. Go head-to-head with Ken Roczen and more than 20 of the world's greatest riders as they compete to win the Monster Energy Cup and $1 million. Monster Energy Cup, October 15th at Sam Boyd Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at UNLVtickets.com.
If the grind, whine, and squeal of your vehicle's power steering makes you cringe every time you reach for the wheel, then grab Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. Lucas's unique formula fixes most worn rack and pinions, pumps, and gearboxes, making them perform like new. Using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you'll find it eliminates squeals, seal leaks, and rough spots. and it's 100% guaranteed. So there's no reason to use anything but Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's V-R-O-O-M.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room. Stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits on Facebook and Twitter, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. It takes all the hassles out of shining your tires. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Large applicators also available. Get 4 No Mess applicators online now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com. That's buynomess.com. Act now and get one free bottle of Lucas Oil Tire Dressing.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.